This call is being recorded.
All right. Hey, good evening, you guys and gals and investor millionaires. I'm so proud to be part of, you know, your lives and helping you to build your career and build your lives. And Louis and I are going to share some very exciting things. You know, we started working with realtors and building a realtor network, and you know, we speak often about it. So my voice is like really shot tonight. So I would really like to talk to you tonight about how to start really getting deals and writing contracts and making some money at this. And so, Louiva, you know, why don't you just share our weekend, honey? Just tell them about the $2 million home we saw, the, you know, and how we met these realtors, and you know, and picking up the cards and you making the phone calls, all of the things that you're doing to bring us deals, and share with them, you know, the fact that we share with it that we bought our West, you know, Street property. It's a $300,000 ROI, you know, that we're starting to work on Wednesday, next Wednesday. And so she's going to tell you about. And then we just picked up another deal that we could pick up for about $875,000 that has a $2 million resale potential on it. It's really phenomenal. And then we're working on that. And it's an off-market property, which I teach off-market. So she's going to share that with you. So, honey, kind of take over for me, will you? My voices are almost gone.
We went in, Gary, when we went in with our people, our partners, and our contractors, we went through the house, we went through everything, and Gary saw some realtor business cards on the kitchen counter, which meant that they had been in the home and they had obviously shown the home or previewed the home. So Gary collected all of those because we had bought the home. And so he collected all of those and he brought them home. I have been calling these agents and talking to them to see if they worked, number one, if they worked in the area, which they do, because often realtors will tour from other offices that aren't located in the area. So I segregated them. We will call all of them, by the way, but I segregated it and I went for the people, agents who actually work and live in the area because they become very experts about the area. And I contacted them today, and some of them didn't answer their phone. We'll follow up tomorrow. But four of them did answer, and all of them, I asked them if they worked with investors. They said, yes, they do. And I told them about Gary and myself and our company just shortly. You know, we're rehabbers. We are property experts in what we do. And would they be interested in working with us? We make it a habit to call agents that work in the area to see if they would be interested in possibly working with us and bring us deals that are off the market or listed, but that they feel could make us at least a 10% profit. Every one of them said, absolutely, we would love it. We work with realtors and with investors. And tell us about your company. I gave them our website, told them that we have a book on our website for investors so they can see how we structure things. And one of them asked me, he told me, he said, I work with fortune builders. And I said, we're very familiar with fortune builders. I did not tell him we're with fortune builders. I said, we're very familiar with them and you will be happy with our workups. And what we do provide all of the information on a scope of work broken out. He loved it. I said, I need you to provide to me the property along with MLS properties that you feel back up the value of the property. I also have MLS, and I will go in and I will check to see if we agree or we don't agree, or if I find something that I don't like, I may ask you to please explain why you did not include this because of parameters that I look for. He loved it. He absolutely loved it. And he told me, have your husband call me. I work in Contra Costa and I work in Alameda, period. I don't go outside of that. So I starred him, obviously. There were others that said, yes, I do work with investors, and I would love to talk to you more in detail, which that I give over to Gary. And I would be very interested in hearing how you work and if we are a fit. One lady got very excited and she said, I apologize. I am in the process of writing an offer. I cannot talk until after 3 o'clock. Would you please have your husband call me back after 3 o'clock or tomorrow? And I said, yes, I would. The fourth one I talked to that I actually connected with, I personally did not care for. When I told her who we were, and I told her we're looking for someone who works with investors. Oh, yes, I do that. And went on into more detail, basically same thing that I've told everybody else. Her response to me was, send me your email and I'll put you on my list. And if I come up with something, I'll send it out to you. I don't like that answer. So I put a big X on that and told Gary about it and said, you know, if you want to waste your time with this person, feel free. But I would not talk to her past that date. That's it. I'm done. We will go on with the others that are interested and get what we are doing, and their attitude's important. They want to work with you. Gary, is there anything I've left off for you?
No, why don't you go, because I want to give them some tips of how to meet realtors and find realtors and build their realtor team, because they're going to get off-market properties as well as listed properties. How did you introduce us, Lou? How did you introduce yourself when you called them on the phone? What did you say to them? Role play with us.
I told them all my name and our company. I told them, you do not know me, but we have just purchased the home at 2540 West Street. 2450 West Street in Berkeley. They knew it because they had already been there. And I said, we make it a habit of contacting agents that have been recommended to us. We have specific criteria that we look for. Obviously, knowledge of the area we're in. They're local and they're honest. They will tell you exactly if it's a bad deal, a good deal in their opinion. They will tell you if the market is declining, if it's holding, if it's in flux, if they're still having a great deal of interest. They are honest. They don't play games. And they all said, oh no, I'm right there with you. There's so much out there that is just slamming it to the wall. I don't do that. I live here. I have a reputation here. and that's important to them. So we went through that. When I'm not calling them and I run into an agent, then it's a little different. I still tell them who we are, what we do, what we're looking for, and would they be interested in working with us, bringing us properties. We will write on them if they work. The numbers have to work. And it's still the same thing. Send to me your MLS. I don't tell them at that point that I have access to MLS, because some of the properties aren't listed. So MLS isn't going to do you any good. And I get it, the comps, through realtor.com, Redfin, that type of thing, because it will pull up the property, but there's information missing.
Okay, tell them about the property that Kenneth just gave us today, just called us about 30 minutes ago. And
yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. And it is okay. Not listed. And mm-hmm. I pulled it up on Redfin. Realtor.com does not have it. So mm-hmm. Redfin is my go-to. And I have gone in, I have done the sold. I am in the process of working on the things that are listed, because being off market, Redfin is going to show you what the properties are listed for that are on the market. I want to make sure that our off-market person is not gouging us. And so far, this person, what they're asking for is right on the money for what the other homes in the area that haven't been rehabbed are listed at. These obviously get bidded up. And that takes in...
Yeah.
Huh?
Let me take over.
That takes you into using the system that Gary has designed for you.
Yeah. So, you know, we met Kenneth. I gave everybody a tip a few weeks ago about going on Redfin and looking at the realtors that work with investors. We actually met Kenneth doing that same tip that we gave to you. We went online, we're looking at a property back then, and we actually met him at the property. And we met him, he liked us, we liked him. And that was about, what, 3 weeks
awesome.
Ago? Yeah, he's awesome. And he said, you know, I wanna find these bungalows where we can either build on top, or we can lift them up and take them from 7.5 to 8.5 feet in the Berkeley, basically works the Berkeley, Oakland area. Mostly our deals we're looking at right now are in Berkeley. But we got our hot spots where we really like. And what's unique about him is he's a quality marketing guy too. And so
yeah.
He called me today, he called me up and he says, Gary, he said, I got the gap funds for you. I said, what? He said, you know what? Let me represent you as a selling, as a buying agent, and then list the property, and our company will provide you the gap funds. What do you need, $300,000, $400,000? And I said, well, let's talk about that. Now I have some investors that I need to, they're waiting for me to find a deal, so I got to keep my promise to them. I just picked up the veterans in Northern California and their trust fund, so I got to get them some deals too. But here's what I want to go with this. Had I not made that phone call to Kenny, I wouldn't have these gap funds at no interest. Is that cool? That their company is providing to get listings and to work with investors like us. You know the power of that? So I want to bring that tip is so golden to go to redfinrealtor.com, look for realtors that are listing, you know, fixers, and introduce yourself. It's very simple, script. Hey, my name is such and such. I own a rehab company or redevelopment company. I work with off-market properties, REOs, foreclosures, bank-owned properties. And I'm looking for a couple of deals right now. And I'm looking for some realtors that I can really trust that work with me in my company, and I'm interviewing those realtors. Now, I don't ask them to find me deals. I say, I'm interviewing realtors. Now, this is, so that's the lingo. And then why we go out on Sunday open houses and we meet these realtors in person. We also, we actually, don't tell anybody I told you this, but we actually, when we go to homes to preview with our realtors and I see the realtor cards there, sometimes there's stacks of them. They just had a broker tour or something. Nobody takes them home. We picked up 25, right, Lulila? And we call them, yep. And we build our list that way too. That's a tip. It's a golden tip, a golden nugget I'm giving you about how to find a realtor by going on Redfin and Realtor.com and Zillow. And now you can also, okay, you can also go to Sunday open houses. We went to a Sunday open house and looking at a property because the best use of your time is going to look at deals. And we met a realtor that had a beautiful $2 million property in an area that we were looking at, Berkeley, that were in the Berkeley Hills that overlooked the entire bay. And we met her and I kind of struck up a conversation and how long you've been doing this and told her, oh, I work with investors. And I said, wonderful, I would like to meet with you. And she said, I would love to. And I said, we just bought a property. We're looking for a couple more right now. And she's been around a long, long time. So again, going to Sunday open houses is a great way to meet them. Tagging them on, you know, on online is a great way to meet them. And then picking up business cards is a great way to meet them. So my whole message to you tonight is that start working and building your realtor relationships because they will bring you off-market deals and you'll have a flow of leads coming in. And we keep telling you, we analyze how many deals a day on the average, Louis. You know, Louis says five.
I'm doing 4, 5, 6 of them.
Every day. We're analyzing them, you know, and we average probably, what, 2 or 3 offers a week to get the kind of volume that we're getting right now. So it's a wonder, you know, it's a wonderful life when you guys get out there and I'll help you with these deals. If you need a package, like, you know, how do you do your scope of work and do your rehab estimates? And, you know, I'll send you the whole package of how the women I do it on, so you can have a copy of it, you know, when you need it. Don't do it now because it's just going to sit there and not going to use it. But when you're ready, you know, I'll send it to you and you can see how we price them out, how we do our rehab cost, how we build our scope of work. And it's beautifully done. And if you follow that system that we have, what you're going to do is build credibility, right? Especially with the lenders, especially with your investors, because they love our, you know, they love our, I think we got about a 35, 45 page scope of work, room by room, rough plumbing, rough electrical. We break it all down, have SKU numbers on it, have our labor, the line item labor cost on it. I mean, it's just beautifully done. And they love it. And that becomes our budget. And then we put that into our draw schedule. So we'll share all of that with you. You know, our whole template to do that. The rehab cost, the scope of work, you know. And then also, right, get your credibility packages written up. You can go on my site on Private Investors. And there's a book that you can download called Who Are We? And at that point, you're going to be able to follow those templates and build your credibility. You know, you're going to create a business by becoming a person of authority and an expert in your field. And you do that by what we call indoctrinating people about what you do and who you are. You know, and you, as you build that and you grow it, you keep adding to your showcase, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to get investors and realtors and, you know, and wholesalers and all going to start bringing you deals. And your life will be different. So, all right, I don't have too much of a voice. I'm going to open up for questions real quick. I hope you enjoyed the tip tonight. We'll help you get those deals. We'll help you analyze those deals. All you have to do is just send them to us. I know Zane sends them to us. I know Elijah sends them to us. I know Lisa's sending them to us. So you guys, you know, you've got a really good thing here that we can help you analyze those deals and help you write the contracts on them, okay? So I'm going to open this up for
questions if you have any, and stick around, Louisa, because you might have to answer the questions here. All right. So let's unmute everybody. Okay. So let's see. Everybody's unmuted. All right. So just tell us if you have a question, just give us your name. Tell us where you're from.
Yeah.
And we're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Bassem. I am Bassem. So,
Bassem, yeah.
Yeah. Last week you were talking about the notice of default, and you said you thought it was 5 days, and the buyer has the right to, I mean, the seller to cancel whatever according to the California law and regulation. But I have read in different area, different places, say, like the 1970 law, A, whatever statement, say, you cannot do it 5 days before the foreclosing date. I mean, you have to do it prior to that because the seller have 5 days to cancel.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
I don't know if you
sense.
Understood
yeah.
or not my question.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
yeah,
of course you do. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Any other questions?
Yeah, because you said, no, you didn't know that it doesn't apply for the notice
yeah.
of default or foreclosure. That's why you lost the deal. Some other investor came and took it from you.
That's right. They did.
So what is the wrong? Right, 5 days or not 5 days?
No, the seller has 5 days to cancel the contract if you use
yeah.
a realtor contract. And the seller, within the 5 day period, canceled our contract. We took it to an attorney. The attorney says, no, you used the wrong contract. You should use an NOD contract that doesn't have the seller clause in it. So that's what happened. We lost it. Because of that, that's how come. So that's why I want to share it with you. If you're doing foreclosures that have a trustee sell date on it, and be careful about the contracts that you're using, you know. Okay, any other questions that you guys have pertaining to how to build your realtor team and maybe talking to realtors? Do you have a plan maybe to go out on Sunday, open houses? The smart way to do it, go on your website, I mean, go on the Redfin and start meeting them and talking to them, you'd be surprised the deals will come to you. It's right there for you. Find them on Craigslist. And once you got that going, then everything else will kind of really flow in for you. And at the same time, please do your marketing or your foreclosure, send out your postcards and make those phone calls. Okay. And you'll see the deals will come in for you. All right. Any questions real quick? Because my voice is almost gone. And thank you for sharing
Thanks.
On tonight. That was
Thank
a,
you.
Really, really nice of you. You did a good job. All right. With that being said, guys, thank you very much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye now.